I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Did that freak you out that at this time in the morning our boss is walking around the office with an angry look on his face and a folder that says ways to fire those two girls in his head? I mean, that wasn't subtle, that part. Why has he got that folder anyway?
He probably listened to today's show. Here it is.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I need to discuss a trend that some hikers are adopting, particularly hikers in New South Wales who are becoming a little bit cheeky, and I mean that in a literal way, when they go to a place called Booty Booty National Park. So obviously you don't need to be Einstein to put two and two together. People are standing at the Booty Booty National Park sign and
dropping their dacks.
Absolutely.
There we go.
So men and women alike are taking pics, uploading them to social media of their peaches in all their sun-kissed glory.
I mean, like, as we like to say, Sarah, peach watch.
That's
we haven't
right.
said it a lot this
no,
year, haven't we?
Becoming,
I miss it.
It's becoming quite busy at old Booty Booty. So, Lise, you and I thought we could put up a list of other potential travel destinations for those outdoorsy types who like, you know, sort of pulling their knickers
I mean, you've
up
got
their
to,
bum or dropping their boardies to take a photo.
You've got to love Australian place names. And the ones we're going to share with you this morning are real. You can double check them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not safe for work, so don't share this map around because it really does beg belief. I'd like to start with a location in our fair country called Dismal Dingle. I mean, I would like to see the hikers get their Dismal Dingles out at Dismal Dingle.
Well, it's an option. I would also say Pinch Gut is a nice place, perhaps if you've just got to suck it in. So it's just a photo of people being like,
I mean, relatable. Also, the Bald Knob really says it all. It is a place,
I mean,
Sarah.
I've got a vision in my mind's eye right now.
I know.
And I need to get rid of it very, very quickly. What about for people who don't feel that attractive about their bodies? Perhaps they'd be more comfortable at Pig Face Island or Wiggle Belly Beach.
I mean, how do these get across the line?
I don't know.
Is the question.
I mean, Tit Wobble Lane also sounds like an amazing destination.
Fanny Crystal, what a place.
What is happening?
There's actually one that's called Ding a Ding. And it reminds me of one Cyrell. We could say you ain't no King Ding a Ding.
You ain't King Ding a Ling.
Cyrell, I mean, she needs her own place on this map. She is. I miss her. She was the best thing about maths.
Just a maths place. So there you go. There's Peculiar Knob, Lovely Bottom, Sodden Jerk. There's a whole host of places
Titty Bong
that you can travel to around this beautiful, great sunburnt country of ours and get a bit sunburnt in the process at them.
I want to talk about shared Instagram accounts off the back of Harry and Meg's, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, joining forces on their social media and coming up with their own handle at Sussex Royal. Now, look, they've done all right for themselves. 1.2 million follows in under 6 hours. They broke a record. Very annoying. They're currently sitting on 2.8 million. But what I want to discuss is, are shared social media accounts with your partner not the lamest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah. I feel like it was something that was done when Facebook first came out.
Oh,
but if you are still doing it, I take umbrance to it. I feel like, is this a relationship where you have trust issues with each other?
It just doesn't it lack personal
identity? Why do you have to merge your identity with your other half? I do not understand.
I mean, look, it was a nice welcoming post, their very first one. Welcome to our official Instagram. We look forward to sharing the work that drives us, the causes we support, important announcements. because the baby's coming, you know that they've done this right before the baby, and the opportunity to shine a light on key issues. We thank you for your support and welcome you to Sussex Royal. Love, Harry and Meghan.
And I suppose if we take ourselves out of that, it's being monitored by the PR company. So it's a lot easier for them to moderate comments and engage with one account as opposed to two for the separate one. So it's not so much Harry and Meghan.
No.
It just brings up that wider issue of couples who still have a shared account together.
I don't even know how that works, okay? In real life with couples like Joe Blow and Samantha Smith, how do you merge your accounts? Because, like, are you going to chat with your partner's mates when they pop up on Messenger? Like, it's just weird. And all your photos, combined photos.
Do you reckon it's more like a situation like, say, your marriage, where Dane is never, ever, ever, ever going to get an Instagram account, but you're a bit bloody clingy, so you go, oh, we'll set up the Lise and Dane account. And Dane's like, I don't know what's going on. And you're like, it's our shared account.
Do you think it's that? Do you think it's like people who want to portray to the world that they're so united?
Well, maybe
that they have a shared account.
One person in the couple wants to portray that to the world, and the other person's like,
doesn't care.
I don't go on there. I don't go on that thing.
Yeah, I think it's like an emotional crutch. I don't understand it. So
there's
got to
be somebody out.
Let's open the phones on 131060 because Lise and I both have questions. Do you have a shared social media account and why? Or are you on Lise and my camp and just think, why would you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I want to dig deeper.
131060 is the number. Do you have a shared social media account that you share with your significant other? Sarah Wills has called through. You guys share an account, at Lise and Sarah.
That's different. We're like Harry and Meg. Our PR person has to moderate just one
person.
It's
not moderated by anyone bar you and I.
131060, we want to know, do you have a shared social media account?
Yes.
Well, we're questioning how weird it is because the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, have joined forces on their social media. Sure, they've done outstandingly well, 2.8 million in a day, show-offs.
Much like ourselves at Lise and Sarah, check out that high figure.
But most people, Sarah, most rando couples going, honey, let's have our own little Facebook page or let's have a, as if.
I could think of nothing worse than having Wills on my social media.
That's just like, that's a hard no for me.
No.
Like, be your own person. Don't leech on me.
So we've opened up the phones on 131060 because we've got questions about shared social media accounts. So
maybe we're thinking about it the wrong way. We're being too harsh. We have hearts of stone.
Maybe.
Do we?
Do we? Or is it a nice lovey-dovey romantic thing to do? Because unlike Lise and me, you guys like sharing everything that goes on in your lives with your other half. And that's kind of, it's not who we are, is it?
I mean, look, maybe it can be done without the creep factor. Maybe it doesn't have to be saccharine, lovey-dovey.
Have you seen Facebook accounts that are called like Carlaw family?
Well, look, I'm sure I want our callers to call in with
well,
that
I,
good
I can
gear.
Actually, I can see the guys are struggling with it outside. I'm going to tell Crystal's story as long as no one shakes
are
their
head. Are we having some issues?
Yeah, it looks like it. There's people running around.
Okay, issues.
Hold on, Dave. Dave's called through.
Dave, to the rescue. Dave on 131060, shared social media accounts.
No,
well, Dave's gone.
Has Dave gone because his wife just found out that he called the show
he's
and she's like, you do not do anything without me. You don't do social media without me. You don't
We'll call 131060 together.
1060 without me.
Why are you
people
talking?
People are being muzzled by their
To other women on the radio? okay, I'm going to tell Crystal's story. I can see they're trying to get Crystal through.
Yeah, I've got a very technical message that's just come through that says we're having mad problems. So
is that like a surfing term? We're having mad problems, dude.
Guys. It's mad out here. It's mad.
Our producer is actually Keanu Reeves.
The best part is all the people that are now calling in potentially to test how bad the problems are.
Guys, they're mad. We've said they're mad problems.
Okay, I think we've got Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Let's try Dave.
Dave?
Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, g'day, how are you?
Hey! Oh, Dave!
He's broken through. Dave, what are your thoughts on shared social media accounts?
Yeah, me and them have a shared account, only because, you know, like, I'm just too busy. I don't really have Facebook much.
All right. So you're breaking in and out a little bit, Dave, but what I'm picking up is that you share a Facebook account with your partner,
because
mostly because you're busy and your partner can sort of do a lot of the socialising on there. Is
okay.
that right?
All right, makes sense.
Is Dave saying these partners his social media manager? Is that what he just called through to tell us?
I don't know. We've got Mitch, who's also made it through the mad problems on 131060. Shared social media accounts. Have you got one?
Nah, wouldn't do it.
All right, why?
I just reckon it's creepy. I reckon it's weird. Like, if you've got that big of a trust issue that you can't have your own social media profile, there's something going on there.
All right, are you in a relationship, Mitch?
Yeah, I've been in one for 6 years, engaged, got children.
Yeah.
Like, I would never even think to snoop on my missus on her profile or anything like that.
Do you sometimes hop on her page to check things out, or does she hop on your profile to see what you're up to, or is it just an unspoken...
No, I know. I don't go on her. She wouldn't go on mine anyway, man.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you're like us, Mitch.
I just think it's weird. I get the whole that, like, most people only use Facebook these days as social and to keep in contact with people, but most of the people you know your missus or your other partner anyway, so they'll get in contact with you through them anyway.
And
that's
you know
a valid
what, Mitch?
Point, Mitch.
If you've got nothing to hide, Sarah, it's not an issue, is it, Mitch?
No, that's it.
Got nothing to hide. Mitch is the man. Hayden on 131060. Have you got a shared social media account with your other half?
Yeah, so both my wife and I have unrestricted access. It's been like that for the last 10 years since we first met.
So why?
When Facebook was really getting big with us, like, we had our usual dramas. What are you doing on your page? What am I doing on my page? Mm-hmm. The typical dating problems.
Okay.
So it got to the point that we just let each other on there, and that unrestricted access gained a trust between each other that has only ever grown stronger. Like, I can see Mitch's side of things, but having a, like, your own actual account will always leave that doubt in
yeah,
the back
okay.
of your partner's mind.
All right, so you
used that from our relationship.
You used it in your favour as a tool to provide,
to build
the trust and to give that other person, you know, comfort. Okay, that's
exactly
logical
right.
to me too, Hayden, I suppose. Look, if it's worked for you and if
and we've gotten to the point that PIN numbers, passwords, everything's shared. Like, we've just had our first kid 6.5 weeks ago and we're only growing stronger with each day.
Oh, good on you, Hayden, and congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
And Hayden, most importantly, do you follow those two girls on Facebook?
Every morning, I follow these.
Yes,
I follow the girls in the car. But
are you on your way to work, or are you up with the baby?
I've just arrived at work. I've got a big day ahead of me.
All right, Hayden.
I also find for trust a joint bank account works well too. That's it. Well,
let me just turn down.
I am so, like, Will's my husband is not on social media at all. He has no digital footprint, right? He is persona non grata. I just cannot imagine him
Sarah, Dane's on social. He's not on Instagram, but he's on Facebook.
Yeah.
He doesn't give two rat's asses. What
I'm doing. Two rat's bumps. That's not even the phrase.
Two Miley rats. Cyrus.
Just two rats, isn't that it?
Do you reckon she shares a social account with Hemsworth?
Have two bumps?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
1 week until my birthday. Get ready.
Last week as a 38-year-old. How are you feeling?
Well, when you put it like that.
No, always be proud of
dismal.
Getting older. Always.
I am.
Because
I'm,
you're here, you're
privilege.
Living your life.
It's a privilege. I like getting older.
Yep. Own your age.
I do.
That's getting of wisdom.
That's lucky that you like getting older. Because 39 is not young.
Shut up, Scott. I still feel like 22.
You're the big 3-0 in a couple of months, Scott.
I know. It'll
new
be
decade.
So good
30s are
up to
amazing.
You guys.
Yeah, 30s are great. You know what's not so great? Hearing ScoMo do a Borat impersonation. I'm just going to cut to the chase very quickly. Yesterday in Parliament, he let rip.
Do you want to hear the full
yes, please.
Sentence or just that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I know what Borat would think of the Labor Party's policies on emissions reduction, Mr. Speaker. Very nice, very nice. That's what they'd be thinking.
I don't think that was the best impersonation. That sounded more like one of Lisa's relatives. Very nice, very, very nice. Yeah, because
nice. Also he called him Borat.
Borat.
Which is my biggest issue with all of this. I mean, has he just been holding this under his hat going, one day I'm going to use Borat in Parliament? Like, very, it's like the biggest dad joke, isn't it?
It is a bit of a dad
joke. It's a bit of a absolutely. Dad joke.
What does the real Borat think of it?
It's a very nice.
Oh my That's gosh. It. That's they, how you do it.
It's a bit more
they don't
warbly.
Even sound the same.
Yeah.
It's a very
it's
nice.
A very nice. Yeah, it's
very got a, nice.
he literally just yelled very nice and put Borat in the sentence.
Borat.
It's well, very we, nice.
We can guarantee that this show is going to be very nice.
Sarah, you sound ill when you say it. You sound like you are straining.
Very nice.
Well, it's time for dinner, kind of. Somehow, it is time for us to think.
Nine away from six
it is
this morning.
Time for
but in 12
us to
hours'
think.
Time, it's time for dinner. And what we're offering here is a solution. We're taking the thinking out of it, and we are just going to tell you through song what you're going to eat tonight.
And people are responding and they're saying, girls, we're making what you're suggesting. Mm-hmm. I've got tonight's dinner idea. So let's just get straight into it, shall we?
Oh, I love that beat.
Gets Same song every week.
My saliva glands are pumping.
Here we go. Soft tacos, ooh na na. That's hard to say. So cook the chicken for soft tacos, ooh na na. Then add some salad, cheese and sour cream, ooh na na.
Oh, extra beat there.
Sprinkle the cheese atop your taco. Your yummy, yummy taco. Soft tacos, ooh na na. Guys, make it. Make the soft tacos. Get yourself ready in your lunch break or on your way to work. Pull in to the grocer. Get your little skins, your taco skins, and all your ingredients. And then you can think of us.
And as you buy them, just think of Lee saying, soft tacos.
That is really difficult. Tacos. Soft tacos, ooh na na.
Aren't they just burritos?
Well, you know, no, they're not, Sarah. Well, they are, but no, because you don't wrap them. You fold them like a taco. Whatever.
Okay. Time for us to say goodbye. Oh, Aaron just said it's a size thing. Oh, that's rude, Aaron.
That's rude, Aaron.
We don't need to know that.
We don't need to know.
We're talking about tacos and soft tacos, no less.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That was today's show. I just want to make a side note before we wrap up this podcast. Sarah was awfully, like the most passionate I've ever seen her about anything we've ever done on the show when it came to the Instagram shared account situation.
Oh, I mean, I've been passionate about other things.
Oh, I don't think that passionate, mate. Oh, I there were parts where I thought chairs were going to be
because I just I can't understand why you do it.
Yeah,
I don't know. That. Maybe it's because I know who I am as a person.
Don't you think though? Like you've mentioned that Wills doesn't use social media.
No.
Don't you think you'd be a touch nervous if he did? Like you'd have a touch of the who's he following?
I just don't think you can live your life like that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's easier to say when he doesn't have social media.
Maybe. I don't know. No, like, he dates
I'm
on social media.
I'm not at all concerned. But not one iota of me is concerned.
No.
Okay.
What about you? Like, you and Kim don't have a shared account.
Yeah,
why
but
not?
I mean, I love you both, but I think Kim and I grew up in a world where having social media was very normal. Like,
yeah,
we're kind of just very used to social media being in each other's lives.
That's what I mean. I think the people who still have social media are the ones for whom they were together when Facebook just started. Because I can remember having friends who would have like a shared, you know, Susie and Bobby.
Oh, my God.
Kind of account because they didn't really know how it worked necessarily.
Did you unfriend them?
Not back then because it felt more common back then, whereas I reckon it's less common now.
Guys, I'm going to make an announcement before we finish up for the podcast.
Here we go.
Today is the day I have banana bread. I've waited long enough.
I agree with you. I think it's good to get.
Don't make me change my mind because I've been nil by mouth for many days.
We're running out now. We're making this happen.
It's good to get your serve of fruit in before the day begins.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye. Love you.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.